Thank you and good evening, everyone. On Tuesday, Eureka police officers arrested 30-year-old Kevin Hulsey following an investigation into Hulsey's suspected marijuana business. Officers confiscated cash, marijuana, and evidence of drug sales activity, and Hulsey was booked on several charges after his residence on R Street and a second property in Dinsmore were searched. In a follow-up investigation conducted yesterday, POP officers served a search warrant at a residence in the same block as Hulsey's after finding evidence it may be involved as well. Officers found 15 weapons, including rifles, shotguns, and handguns, a half pound of processed weed, and a residence turned over to the cultivation of marijuana. That led officers to search the residence of Travis Collins on N Street in Eureka. Collins is on felony probation for a DUI conviction and was found to be in possession of a shotgun and a rifle and 3 ounces of marijuana. Collins was booked into county jail on several charges, including possession and a probation violation. In other POP team news, officers from the unit conducted a probation search at an apartment on Bay Street on Wednesday after learning that 2 people were squatting in the empty apartment unit. Officers contacted 22-year-old Eureka resident Stephen Upton and 24-year-old Beatrice Runner, also of Eureka, who had 5 outstanding warrants in her name. The search turned up a handgun, packaged marijuana, $1,500 in cash, and evidence of drug sales activity. Officers also found indications of narcotics trafficking, including baggies containing a common agent used in cutting methamphetamine. Both Upton and Runner were booked on multiple charges. The College of the Redwoods has announced that the next Police Academy class will begin on February 4th. Applicants must first take a 3-hour pre-entry reading and writing skills test before being considered as a candidate. That test is scheduled for December 1st. Redwoods will also offer a public safety dispatcher class beginning on January the 15th at the main campus. The class will be held on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And for more information about either the Academy or the dispatcher class, please contact the school's Emergency Response Training Center. And Congressman Mike Thompson, a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, issued a statement today regarding negotiations regarding the fiscal cliff. Thompson stated that the solutions are not easy, but they can be found while still protecting Medicare and Social Security. Thompson also highlighted 3 key areas that need to be addressed, including focusing on job creation, cutting inefficient federal programs, including defense, and ensuring that tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans expire in January. And the National Weather Service has predicted some rainy, windy weather for the North Coast region over the weekend. Heavy rain is expected tonight and through tomorrow, with accumulations from 2 to 4 inches, accompanied by winds up to 25 miles per hour and more. Large waves from 14 to 18 feet are also expected along the coast, and localized flooding in low-lying areas, as well as areas near streams and creeks, is expected as well. The storms will continue through Sunday and into next week, so check for weather updates before you travel, and be prepared for slick roads and wet driving conditions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news that the California Highway Patrol will accept applications for the first time in 3 years, public information and lead recruiter at the Humboldt area office, Chase Adams, spoke about some of the differences between a municipal police department and the CHP.
That we are primarily the traffic cops, state traffic cops, state traffic officers. We enforce the vehicle code as our main focus, so to speak. We're big on speeding, traffic collisions, any kind of distracted driving, texting, cell phone, that thing, things that basically lead to traffic collisions.
Adams also pointed out that the road to becoming a CHP officer is a long and a tough one, with training over the course of months necessary to graduate from the academy.
Again, speaking from experience, more specifically a CHP officer, would be the orientation towards, you know, setting goals and accomplishing them to start, because it is a fairly lengthy, fairly arduous process to actually get the badge, you know, to be a state trooper, in this case, highway patrolman. And aside from that, there are some definite character traits that I think some of our panel questions, as you are a prospective cadet, and some of the psychological tests that they subject you to.
The CHP will accept applications online from January 3rd through the 5th. And for more information, check the website chpcareers.com. And that's the news on this rainy Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.